R-A-Y-B-E. R-A-Y-B-E, Rave Cream Shampoo presents Grand Marquis. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule in a hilarious comedy romance entitled For the Love of James. And now, a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, George Stone. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. Do you believe that the meek shall inherit the earth? Well, so did a hard-working young man by the name of James Morgan. And then he met Gloria. Gloria met a publicity man. And from then on, all that James inherited was trouble, trouble, trouble. But first,
restoring the color in an old portrait is an expert's job. But uncovering all the lovely natural color in your hair is a job for Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. It's wonderful the way Rave's creamy lather uncovers gorgeous new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff, too. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. See for yourself why whole families now use Rave to uncover new natural color in their hair. Try Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, sensational Rave cream shampoo. Handy tube, 60 cents, family size, $1. At any drug, department, or 10-cent store. Get Rave today. One way to get to the top is to begin at the bottom. And that's just what James Morgan is doing, selling carpet sweepers in the basement of a department store. But he seems to have lost his interest in carpet sweepers now as he approaches the very lovely young lady in lingerie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Morgan.
Hello.
I didn't see you standing there.
Miss Rogers, how are you this morning?
Oh, just swell.
Oh, that's swell.
And you?
Oh, well, too. Miss Rogers, I wonder if you'd mind calling me James. That's my first name, James.
All right. Hello, James.
Hi.
How's tricks?
Swell, just swell. I sold another carpet sweeper today.
Oh, well, swell. That makes four altogether, doesn't it?
Five. It was one yesterday.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, you're doing swell. Just swell. You're really interested in painting, aren't you?
Oh, advertising. Advertising copy. I explained.
Oh, yes, that's right. Advertising, I remember now. Yeah.
What I wanted to say was, Gloria, I've been working in the basement for 2 weeks now, and would you care to go to the beach with me this Sunday? That is...
Why, yes, Mr. Morgan. I mean, James, I'd love...
Oh, wow.
Shh, watch out. Thatcher's on your train.
Then it's a date? Oh, gee, that's swell. That's just swell.
Go away, Scram.
Mr. Morgan, I've been watching you.
You have?
Why aren't you in carpet sweepers where you belong, huh?
I am, Mr. Thatcher, I am. I was just passing lingerie, and this article caught my eye.
Mr. Morgan, you've been spending entirely too much time in lingerie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I realize that. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to carpet sweepers right now. Yes, sir. See you Sunday. Don't forget. I'll pick you up.
Are you quite through?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I hope it's a nice day Sunday. Don't you, Mr. Thatcher?
Huh? Oh, yes. I was planning to go fishing.
Swell.
A friend of mine is telling me of a stream about 20 miles upstate that stopped.
Oh, swell.
Yeah, you get back to the carpet sweepers, Mr. Morgan, before I lose my temper and sweep you out of the basement.
Oh, it's marvelous, James. Isn't this all there wonderful?
Yeah.
Just smelling.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Gosh, I could lie here forever watching the waves, couldn't you?
Yeah. But now, as I was saying, you take advertising. It's practically a science. If you know how and when to apply it, you can do anything.
James, a man with your ideas should certainly go places. They're looking for men like you.
They are? Who?
Well, the people, the executives.
Oh.
You've got to show them how good you are. Make them sit up and take notice.
Well, say, you do know something about advertising.
I do?
Well, sure. Yeah, you have to do something spectacular, something that'll cause a sensation.
Oh, you mean like knock their eyes out?
Exactly. Gee, you look pretty good in a bathing suit, Gloria.
Oh, you think so, James?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Don't move.
Oh.
Hold it. Hold it, girlie.
Hey, you, what do you think you're doing?
Who, me? I'm taking a picture, can't you see?
Not so fast there, mister.
Oh, you don't mind, do you, Pop? Do you mind, sister?
Yes, we do mind. Now, take your camera and go on away.
No, that ain't a nice way to talk, Bud. I'm a photographer. Yeah, for the news. Ever read the news?
No. Now, look here, you...
Yeah, Snappy's the name. I snap pictures. Get it? Yeah, Snappy Jones. Yeah, I take pictures of beautiful girls, and she's beautiful. Get it? She might win a prize.
We're not interested.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Did you say there's a prize?
Sure, this is for a contest.
For the last time, we don't want any cheap publicity.
Oh, Jimmy, please.
All right. If you want to make yourself ridiculous, a public display. Go ahead.
Oh, Jimmy, you're making a mountain out of a snapshot. Besides, it can't do any harm, and it might help.
Help who?
You. This might be the sensational idea you've been waiting for.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
If you ask me, Bud, you're building this tank.
Nobody's asking you. Now, Gloria, I forbid it.
Jimmy, I'll have you know you can't talk to me like this.
And I'll have you know that if you go through with this, I'll...
Do what? Jimmy Morgan, we're not married yet, and maybe that's just as well.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Okay, I'm glad that's it.
Will you get away?
Now, stand up, sister. That's it. Now, let's see some of them curves.
All right, Mr. Jones, you're asking for it.
Yeah, take it easy,
Jimmy,
Bud.
Jimmy, stop it!
Hey, that's my camera! Help, murder police!
Now, Your Honor.
Let me explain.
All right. Now, as I understand it, Miss Rogers...
It was
you?
This way, Judge. My girl and I were sitting on the beach when this reporter deliberately invaded our privacy.
Yes. In other words...
Huh? That ain't the way it happened, Your Honor. I was just doing a job, snapping pictures and snappy. And I had permission from the subject. But this lunatic who...
Don't you call him a lunatic.
But you called him one yourself.
Well, that's different. Your Honor, I'd like to say...
You stay out of this, Gloria. I don't need your defense.
I demand justice, Your Honor. I'm just the guy who's doing his job.
Quiet. I can't make head or tails out of this case. Now, Miss Rogers, is it true that you are charging...
Oh, no, I'm charging him, Your Honor.
But where does the girl come in?
She was with him on the beach.
Oh, then she's an accessory to the fact. In which case...
She's with?
She had something to do with it.
That's right.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no, she was with him on the beach, but she ain't with him now. They had a fight.
But I thought you and Morgan had to fight.
That's right, Your Honor.
Then both of you are charging him?
No, I'm on Jimmy's side, Your Honor, at least until we get out of here.
I don't need your defense, Gloria. I can stand on my own feet.
Well, it looks as if you can't. Now, you got us into this mess, and I'm going to get us out of it.
You've done all you're going to do.
And here, James Morgan, I've a good mind to charge you, too.
Well, go ahead and charge.
Quiet, please. I'll have order in this quarter. I'll lock up the three of you. Now, all I want to say is...
Your Honor, let me explain.
I'm the one who was arrested. I'll do the explaining.
I'm the one who got socked. I should explain.
I'm the judge. Remember that? And if you don't watch out, I'll hold you all for contempt of court.
Your Honor, I stand on my constitutional rights.
Mr. Morgan, before I'm through with you, you'll be standing on your head. And furthermore, I don't like your attitude.
Your Honor, it isn't fair.
I don't like yours either, Miss Rogers.
That's telling them, Judge. That's exactly how I feel.
And as for you, Mr. Snappy Jones, yes? I don't like your face.
Oh.
It reminds me of my brother-in-law.
Your Honor, you hurt my feelings. It's him that's the criminal, not me.
Don't you call Jimmy a criminal?
For the 10th time, Gloria, I don't need your defense. You've made my bed and I'll lie in it.
You what?
I mean, it's my bed. I mean, keep out of it. I mean, stay in your own backyard.
Quiet!
Thatcher, it's you.
Did I wake you, Miss Rogers?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know what you mean, Mr. Thatcher.
Well, I've been watching you, Miss Rogers. What seems to be the trouble?
No trouble, Mr. Thatcher. No, sir. I feel fine. I mean,
I see. Well, you know the rules, Miss Rogers. We don't want employees to have anything on their minds during working hours.
Oh, yes, Mr. Thatcher, I understand. I don't have a thing on my mind.
Very well. I'll be watching you, Miss Rogers.
Jimmy, come here, please.
Yes?
Jimmy, I'm sorry about what happened Sunday.
Oh, it's all right.
I didn't want you to be arrested, honest. Were you very uncomfortable in jail?
No. No. It was quite quiet, peaceful.
Oh, Jimmy, please, I'm terribly sorry. Really, I am. I didn't want anything like that to happen. Can't we be friends? Please?
Very well. But on one condition. From now on...
There she is, Mrs. Sweet.
Oh, that man.
Yeah, there she is. See, that's her.
That does it.
Oh, Snappy. Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, wait a minute.
Gloria, I want you to meet the boss, Mr. Sweeney.
How are you, Gloria?
You have been chosen from thousands of candidates.
Oh, but Mr. Sweeney,
From now on, you're the typical American girl, my discovery, and the world is yours.
Jimmy, come back.
All right, Snappy, shoot her against the counter.
No,
wait a minute. Sit on top of the counter.
Jimmy!
That's it. Throw your head back, babe. I'll get this
angle. I don't understand.
Plenty of curves.
Yeah,
okay, smile, babe. Smile.
Mr. Thatcher's coming.
Hey, oh, hey, what's going on here?
Well, Mr. Thatcher, you see, I won.
You won?
That is, I'm a girl.
Huh?
I mean, I'm typical.
Oh, you are?
A typical girl. This is Mr. Sweeney, the boss.
Howdy. Well, how do you do, Mr. Sweeney? Nice to have you in the basement. May I show you a few things?
What? Get going, oh. Snappy.
Hey, okay, boy. Stop it.
Out of the way, Pop. All right, climb up on the counter, babe. Now, get those girdles out of the way.
No, hold them up. That's it. Now wave them around your head. You're free, liberated. That's it. Get it, Snappy.
Mr. Sweeney, I don't think I
better.
You
finish, too.
I won't
have you. Are you all crazy? Miss Rogers, get off that counter.
Yes, sir.
Stay up. Sit down. And you're fired. I'll call the police.
Jimmy, listen.
Shut up.
Listen, I can explain everything to
you.
Oh. Hey, what happened, boss?
Where is she? Our typical American girl took a nosedive. Basement lingerie queen crowned by foundation.
Get it, Snappy?
This is your glamour reporter, brought to you by...
Glamour eyewash.
Rinse your eyes with glamour and hear him say...
Jeepers, where did you get those peepers?
And now for the latest glamour news. As you probably know, the news, in conjunction with glamour, has for months been searching for the really typical American girl. Well, at last she's been found in the basement of a department store. The name of this modern Cinderella is Gloria Rogers.
Hold it, Gloria. Smile.
It is rumored around town that the typical American girl, Gloria Rogers, and Sonny Vandergrass, the sandpaper tycoon, are cupidating.
Hold it, Gloria. Smile.
Gloria Rogers, the typical American girl who has captivated Broadway and Hollywood with her charm and beauty, stated last night that she believed a woman's place is in the home. Horse feathers.
Mr. Morgan, I've been watching you. What did you say?
Would you really like to know, Mr. Thatcher?
Mr. Morgan, you are not displaying our cheerful basement attitude this morning.
You're so right, Mr. Thatcher.
Huh?
And what's more, that isn't all I'm not displaying. And you know why?
Mr. Morgan, you raising your voice at me?
Right again, Mr. Thatcher. And that isn't all I'm raising. See? I'm also raising this carpet sweeper over my head. And do you know why?
Mr. Morgan, please, you're attracting attention.
Because you're full of horse feathers, Mr. Thatcher.
I am.
Oh, everybody's full of horse feathers.
What?
Women are full of horse feathers. This carpet sweeper's full of horse feathers. And I hate horse feathers. I'm allergic to them. They make me see red.
Now, just a minute.
And when I see red, I get as mad as a bull and I start breaking things. And the first thing I'm going to break is this carpet sweeper right over your head, Mr. Thatcher.
Falls on Act One of For the Love of James. Act Two follows in just a moment. The wind whips exciting color into your cheeks. The sun brings out dancing color in your eyes. And Rave, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo, uncovers gorgeous natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. Yes, before your very eyes, and with your very first Rave Cream Shampoo, Rave's rich, creamy lather uncovers new natural hair color almost magically. Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave lathers instantly, abundantly, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. When you see Rave actually uncover irresistible new natural color in your hair, you'll rave and rave. Get Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo. Handy tube that can't tip, spill, or shatter, just 60 cents, family size $1. At all drug, department, and 10-cent stores. Get your Rave today. A publicity man has seen a snapshot of Gloria Rogers and has decided to make her famous as the typical American girl. And Gloria agrees to go through with it because she believes it will help her Jimmy to become a successful advertising man. But Jimmy is furious because he thinks Gloria has left him. He's quit selling carpet sweepers at the department store and hasn't seen or spoken to her since. And as our second act opens, Mr. Sweeney, the publicity man, is vainly attempting to excite Gloria about meeting a Mr. Clark Gable.
How do you do, Mr. Gable? I'm simply thrilled to meet you.
Come on, come on. You can do better than that. You're meeting Gable. This is the biggest moment of your life. You're ready to collapse. Now, what do you say, Gloria?
How do you do, Mr. Gable? I'm simply thrilled to meet you. I'm sorry, Mr. Sweeney, I can't.
Typical girl meets Gable. Typical reaction.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Sweeney, but I'm so tired. Gosh, I'm simply exhausted, Mrs. Sweeney.
Oh, holy smoke, you're having a good time. You're going to nightclubs and theaters and parties and the races and getting paid for it.
Oh, I'm sick of nightclubs and theaters and I'm bored with horses. Honest, Mrs. Sweeney, all I want is Jimmy.
Oh, this is where I came in. You want Jimmy. Jimmy this and Jimmy that. Will you forget Jimmy? What good is Jimmy?
I love him.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't mention that word again. I can't stand it.
Oh, Mrs. Sweeney, why can't I go down to the store and see him?
Listen, babe, you know what happened the last three times you went to the store. You got mobbed, your admiring public. We can't call the police every time you get a notion to see Jimmy.
But I want to know why he hasn't answered my letters. I'm worried.
Look, Miss Typical Girl, yes. When you signed the contract with us, you agreed to place yourself entirely in my hands. So, be a good little girl and get ready for the interview.
I won't.
What? Oh, wait a minute, babe. What did you say?
I said I won't. I'm not going to do it. I'm sick of all this nonsense. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of the whole glamour business. I don't care if I do get mobbed.
But, Glory...
I'm going to the store. I'm going to see Jimmy. We're going to be married, and you just stop and try to stop me.
Give me a cup of coffee and a hamburger.
With or without?
With.
Special, draw one.
Say, Bud, don't I know you from somewhere? Yeah, your face looks kind of familiar. Very common. Oh, yeah, now I know you. You're Jimmy. Remember me? I'm Snappy.
I'm not glad to see you.
Oh, heck, bygones. Ain't that right? I ain't mad at you anymore.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that.
Well. So this is where you've been keeping yourself, huh? You know, Gloria almost turned the store upside down looking for you.
She what?
Yeah, you should have seen the riot.
Did you say Gloria went to the store to look for me?
Yeah, but they said you were spying. They said you went screwy. They said you went around the store waving a broken carpet sweeper and yelling something about horse feathers.
Oh, yeah. She was looking for me, huh?
Yeah, a nice kid, Gloria. She'll go places, yep. Especially after she marries the prince. Oh, great guy, the prince.
What'd you say? Gloria's going to marry who?
The prince. Ain't that swell? You just listen to the broadcast tonight if you don't believe it.
Oh.
What's the matter, Bud? You look kind of green.
Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing the matter with me. And I'm not interested in your cheap gossip. Now go on, get out of here.
What did I say? Are you nuts?
Yeah, I'm nuts. I'm crazy as a bedbug. I'm crazy enough to take a poke at you, and I'm going to do it right now.
Hey, Bud, take it easy. Hey, Bud. Hey, help, please.
Okay. Start the rehearsal. Let's have a final run through.
Ladies and gentlemen, Glamour Eyewash presents Gloria Rogers, the typical American girl. Hello, everybody.
And are you having a good time, Gloria?
Oh, simply wonderful.
Oh, good.
You know, parties and theaters and dances.
Good, everything
a girl could ask for.
Oh, tell us, Gloria, what is the ambition of the typical American girl?
Well, I suppose every girl eventually wants to marry and have a home, and I'm no exception. So I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm engaged to marry Prince Sergei Sergarvich, and Mr. Sweeney, I'd like to talk to you.
What's the matter now, Gloria? What's wrong?
I must talk to you.
All right, relax, everyone. Come over here, Gloria. Now, what's on your mind, babe?
Mr. Sweeney, I can't do it.
You can't do what?
I can't say these things. It's not right. I know you're only doing it for publicity, but this story about my marrying the prince, well, it's all wrong. It isn't the truth.
You want me to tell them the truth?
Yes, I do.
Are you kidding? We're going on the air in just a minute.
I can't help it, Mr. Sweeney. Besides, Jimmy might be listening.
Oh, now it's Jimmy again. I hate Jimmy. Don't mention that name.
But I love him. I want to find him. I want to marry him.
No, you can't do this to me. I have a weak heart. Oh, where's Snappy? Snappy!
Here I am, boy.
Snappy, get the... What happened to you?
Well, you might say it was fate, Mr. Sweeney.
Fate gave you a black eye?
No, Jimmy.
What? Him again? That guy's haunting me.
Jimmy, you found Jimmy. Where?
Quiet, everybody. We're going on the air.
Where, Snappy? Tell me where.
Later. Now, for heaven's sake, babe, go up there.
This is the Glamour Hour, brought to you by...
Glamour Eyewash.
Rinse your eyes with glamour and hear him say...
Jeepers! Where did you get those peepers?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Glamour Eyewash presents Gloria Rogers, the typical American girl.
Go on.
Hello, everybody.
And are you having a good time, Gloria?
Oh, simply wonderful.
Good.
You know, parties and theaters and dancing.
Good.
Everything a girl could ask for.
Oh, tell us, Gloria, what is the ambition of the typical American girl?
Well, I suppose every girl eventually wants to marry and have a home, and I'm no exception. So I'll let you in on a little secret.
Well, good.
I know just the man I'm going to marry. He's really wonderful.
Uh-huh.
His name is Jimmy Morgan.
Oh, no.
And I'd like to tell you something about him. He's one of the best advertising men I know. In fact, he is the best. He has some marvelous ideas about advertising. So if you need an A1 advertising man, get busy immediately. Right tonight in care of this station. Hello, Jimmy. My telephone number is still Long Beach 1098. Well?
He ain't working there anymore. Since this afternoon when he took a poke at me. Seems that the boss didn't like...
Oh, Snappy, we got to find him.
Well, keep your hair right, Gloria. The man at the diner gave me his home address.
Oh, Snappy, you're a dear. Let's get going. Well?
He moved out about an hour ago. Lock, stock, and advertising manual.
Oh, dear, he probably never even heard the broadcast. Where'd he go?
Well, the one-track mind like his, where would he go? To the railroad station. Come on.
Can't you go faster, Snappy?
Listen, Gloria, I'm doing 60. We'll get arrested. I don't mind losing my job on your boyfriend's account, but I don't want to go to jail.
Oh,
but...
don't worry about that.
No.
Oh, dear.
Okay, Bart. Let's have your license and start talking.
Well, please, officer, we're in a hurry. It's a matter of life and death. I'm after a man. I'm chasing him.
How's that again?
Oh, you've got to believe me, officer. He's trying to escape. He may do something desperate.
Listen, miss, you can tell it to the judge. He likes to...
Look, Gloria, there he is, getting off the bus. He wasn't going to the station after all. He's headed towards the river.
Oh, please, officer, stop him. Don't let him get away. The man with the black suitcase.
Say, is this on the level, miss? Did he do something to you?
Did he? Why, he practically turned my life upside down.
Yeah, say nothing of my life. That man's a maniac.
Well, in that case, let's get going.
Now, Your Honor.
Please.
Your Honor, I can explain. Maybe I was doing more than 20 miles an hour, and maybe I went through a red light. But
Your Honor, I demand justice. I was getting off the bus when these two pounced on me, and this policeman knocked me down.
Your Honor, we didn't mean to do that. I only wanted to tell him something.
Your Honor, she gets in my hair.
Jimmy Morgan, is that the gratitude I get for finding you an advertising job? Not one, but 50? Look at these telegrams.
I'm not interested in you or your jobs, and I wish you...
Quiet! Now, will you please listen to what I have to say?
Your Honor, maybe I should tell you. She's the typical American girl.
She's the what?
The typical American girl. Didn't you ever see her pictures in the papers? In a bathing suit?
two-piece?
I never look at bathing suits.
Your Honor, the only thing I want is to marry him and have a home.
And the only thing I want is for them to get married so I can go home.
The only thing I want is justice. I demand that...
Quiet! This is the most disgraceful procedure ever witnessed in any court. I find the three of you guilty and sent you to 5 days in jail.
Your Honor, that's not fair. He didn't do anything.
10 days.
But, Your Honor, you can't sentence her. She's innocent.
15 days.
But, Your Honor.
30 days. Anyone else want to put his 2 cents in?
No, Judge. We got enough inflation.
Isn't the salt air wonderful, Jimmy?
Yeah. You know, Gloria, for a while I really thought you were going to marry the prince.
And for a while I actually thought you didn't want to marry me.
And for a while I thought we were really going to spend 30 days in jail.
Wasn't it sweet of the judge to give us a suspended sentence and release you in my custody?
Yeah. Well, I guess everything turned out for the best. Tomorrow I'll start my new advertising job.
And then we'll be married.
Hold it. Don't move.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
I'm from the Chronicle. I'm taking a picture for a contest.
Oh, another one. Now, look here, Bud. If you don't get away...
Please, mister, go away. I don't want my picture taken.
Oh, I'm not taking your picture, miss. I'm taking his. We're looking for the typical American boy. And, mister, you may be it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. And next week, we'll be back with another comedy of love and laughter. They say that playwrights make up their stories out of thin air. But when Alec Arnold's leading lady walked out on him and he began training his secretary to play the part, he found reality more fantastic than any play he'd ever written. I know you won't want to miss How Now, Brown Cow. So why not join us next week when Rave Cream Shampoo will again present Grand Marquis.
Original play, For the Love of James, was written by Ben Kagan and produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played James and Muriel Bremner was heard as Gloria. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airwaves, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of How Now, Brown Cow? It's love that makes the world go round, but what makes love go round and stop at you? Could be, should be, Yankee Clover. Romantic, unforgettable fragrance by Richard Hudnut. For Yankee Clover says things to a man, whispers to his emotion, finds the way to his heart. Use Yankee Clover as your special fragrance these special ways. After your bath, smooth on Yankee Clover toilet water top to toe. And when dressed, touch Yankee Clover perfume teasingly here, there, wherever it counts most. So the nearer he comes, the surer he falls. Every day, let Yankee Clover build romantic moments into fragrant memories. Yankee Clover comes in cologne and dusting powder, as well as toilet water and perfume. In Paris, you'd get it at the famous Richard Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix. Here, just ask at any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover. Unforgettable fragrance by Richard Hudnut.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.